今日读经经文来自路加福音十四章廿五到三十五节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verses 25 to 35.
我哋会先用广东话以启应方式嚟读，然后再用英文读出。
We will first read this responsively, first in Cantonese and then in English.
路加福音第十四章廿五节，有极多的人和耶稣同行，他转过来来对他们说。凡不背着自己十字架跟随我的，也不能算我的门徒。恐怕安了地基不能成功，看见的人都要笑话他。或是一个王出去和别的王打仗，岂不先坐下着粮，能用一万兵去敌那领二万兵来攻打他的么？这样你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，又不能作我的门徒。我一起读三五节，或用在田里，或堆在粪里，都不合适，只好丢在外面，有耳可听的就应该听。
Luke chapter 14 verse 25. A large crowd was following Jesus. He turned around and said to them, And if you do not carry your own cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. Otherwise, you might complete only the foundation before running out of money, and then everyone would laugh at you. Or what king would go to war against another king without first sitting down with his counselors to discuss whether his army of 10,000 could defeat the 20,000 soldiers marching against him? So you cannot become my disciple without giving up everything you own. Let's read verse 35 together. Flavorless salt is good neither for the soil nor for the manure pile. It is thrown away. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand.
門徒訓練的意義是程牧師今天所講的信息的題目。
The meaning of discipleship is Reverend Wilson Chang's message.
We're in the midst of our brief sermon series on going and making followers of Christ.
咁我哋咧一連串講緊嘅嗰啲嘅講道題目咧，就係話到我哋要去使萬人作我門徒。
And we've come, as you've just read, to a portion of Scripture which many theologians call one of the hard sayings of Jesus.
咁我哋今日睇一段經文咧，有好多神學家咧都講咧，係一個好難去明白耶穌所講嘅説話嘅呢一段經文。
As someone who's been influenced greatly by traditional culture as well as yourselves, this is a tough text.
咁特別喺我哋在座當中咧，好多都係被傳統嘅文化影響嘅人咧。我哋睇呢段經文嘅時候咧，我哋就覺得咧，好似好難去明白。
And so, it'd be important for us to know what it's actually saying about the meaning of discipleship.
咁所以咧，當我哋睇嘅時候，我哋一定要好清楚嘅就係明白究竟作門徒嗰個真正嘅意思係咩咧？
And so as you can see there, we're going to do that under three headings to kind of frame this message. One, the meaning of discipleship, the priority. Two, the cost. And three, the essence.
咁所以我哋今日睇呢段经文嘅时候，我就会根据呢个大纲嘅三点去睇。第一就睇嗰个优先，然后咧睇个代价，同埋嗰个做门徒嘅本质同埋精髓系乜嘢。
I think it's pretty obvious as we've read this text that Jesus has to be a priority in your life if you're going to follow him.
咁因为睇呢段经文嘅时候，喺呢度好清楚嘅讲就话，如果我哋要去跟随耶稣嘅时候，就耶稣就要系我哋生命里边嘅优先。
And it's interesting that Jesus makes this remark before the multitude, the crowds. Did you notice that in verse 25?
咁当你睇咧，如果第二十五节嘅时候咧，耶稣当佢讲呢一段说话嘅时候咧，佢系对一大班嘅群众去讲嘅。
He's not just addressing the disciples or the 12 that are close to him.
你要注意到嘅就系当耶稣咁讲嘅时候，佢唔系净系咧去同佢嗰班好同佢好亲密嘅嗰班门徒或者系十二个门徒嚟到去讲嘅。
Did you notice that verse 25? This is the New Living Translation, which is more of a casual English translation. He turned around to the crowd, the large crowd, the entire crowd that's been following him on his road, on his way to Jerusalem.
咁喺第廿五節嗰度，你睇見咧，就係當耶穌咧行去耶路撒冷呢條路上面嘅時候咧，佢而家喺講嘅時候，當耶穌講嘅時候咧，佢話係有極多嘅人係同埋耶穌一齊同行嘅。
You know, Jesus, if you analyze his sayings, often used paradoxes.
咁如果咧你去分析耶稣好多时佢讲嘅嘢咧，佢都用一啲咧，用一啲嘅方式去讲出嚟咧，系好似咧俾人哋觉得咧，好似无灵好似互相矛盾啊，或者系好似一啲好荒谬嘅讲法。
And what he's doing is he's giving a contrast, a comparison to make a point.
咁其实咧，耶稣喺度咧系用一个嘅比对嚟到去好似一啲系相反嘅嘢嚟到去做一个嘅比较俾人去明白。
But you know, like he always does in his sermons, like we, for example, youth group is doing, looking at Sermon on the Mount, he does this there. He gives some penetrating, startling statements to challenge us, get our attention.
咁好多时咧就好似我哋少年人佢哋睇紧嘅登山宝训咁样。咁耶稣好多时佢讲嘅时候咧，都用一啲嘅令人都好震惊嘅句子嚟到去。叫人哋嚟到去注意到佢要讲嘅系啲咩嘢。
Because certainly, if you're familiar with the New Testament, in the full light of the New Testament, Jesus is not commanding, not demanding an unqualified hatred to people, right?
咁当然啦，当我哋如果你明白新约耶稣去讲嘅时候，你会喺呢度讲到耶稣去要求嘅，唔系话我哋要去憎恨，去嬲人。
That would not mesh with a lot of his other commands, right? For example, he says in Mark 7, honor your father and mother.
因为佢喺呢度，耶稣喺呢度讲到嘅嘢，唔系同佢以前讲嘅嘢咧嚟到系有相违背嘅。譬如喺马可福音嗰度，耶稣佢曾经讲，马可福音第七章佢讲，我哋要孝敬父母。
But here he's saying, quote unquote, hate them.
但喺呢度咧，佢讲过咧，佢就话咧，你要去恨恶。
Do you know the example? Ephesians 5:25, he says, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up to her.
又好似咧喺以弗所书第五章嗰度，圣经佢曾经讲佢话，你们作丈夫嘅要爱你嘅妻子，如同基督爱教会一样。
Here, as you just read, he says, hate your spouses.
但系喺呢度咧就话咧，要恨恶你嘅妻子。
give a couple more. Jesus, who loved little children, right? He took little children in his arms, put his hands on them, blessed them, right? Mark 10:16. How can he advise parents to hate them?
咁喺马可福音十章十六节嗰亦都讲到咧，耶稣咧佢点样咧抱住啲细路仔，叫佢哋嚟到嘅时候咧系为到佢哋按手俾佢哋，为佢哋祝福。咁喺呢度点可以讲话啊？你要去唔爱你嘅儿女咧？
Again, I could go on and on with other examples like be reconciled to your brothers, Matthew 5:24, right? Now he's saying hate your brother.
咁譬如喺马太福音五章廿四节嗰句咧，佢话要同你嘅弟兄嚟到去和好。咁点解喺呢度咧？佢又话咧，你要唔好要咁爱你嘅兄弟咧
？Right? He even says love your enemies, right?
咁甚至耶稣曾经讲过，你要爱你嘅仇敌。
Love our neighbor, love one another.
要爱你嘅邻舍，要彼此相爱。
Right. Obviously, the paradox is a contrast, a comparison. He wants priority in your life.
其实当耶稣佢咁样讲嘅时候咧，佢系要做一个嘅比较，一个对比。佢就系话到咧，神系要我哋生命里边嘅优先。
Because did you notice also in the text that he says that even your own life should hate, right?
因为甚至喺呢段经文里边，佢话你甚至咧系要恨恶你自己嘅生命。
Guys, if you don't mind, if let's see, that's somewhere towards the end there. If you go one more slide. Do you see that? Sorry, go back one. One more?
26.
Yeah, 26, sorry. There it is. Yeah, 26. If even your own life, see, in that last phrase there.
26節嗰句話，若不愛我，勝過愛自己，最尾嗰個話係自己嘅性命。
Sorry, I'm mumble jumble. You know, when you got three messages this week, it's like a mumble jumble. Slide one. Get on track here. What Jesus was saying paradoxically is this, that our love for him must be so great, so pervasive, that our natural love of self and family pales in comparison.
在这里耶稣想带出来的意思就是说，我们对神的爱要是这么大，而且是这么渗透性，甚至过于呢是去我们去爱我们自己或者爱我们的家人。当这样比较的时候，那些反之还比不上。
That word he uses, hate, carries a comparative force to it.
在这里他说话，若爱我不胜过，那里是一个比较。
Everything secondary, you subordinate everything else, even your own being,to your love and commitment to the Lord Jesus.
他说当讲到我们对耶稣基督的爱和那个委身的时候，其他那些东西都是在他的下面。
Right. It can mean nothing else. First, loyalty to Jesus. Everything else, second.
就是说呢，第一，我们就是要对耶稣基督那个的忠心，其他的东西呢才是第二位。
Now, obviously, Jesus makes these remarks to a first century traditional culture.The ancient Near East is a traditional culture.
咁当耶稣咁讲嘅时候，佢嗰阵时嘅听众咧，就系面对紧咧，就喺第一世纪里边嘅嗰啲人咧，佢哋系喺一个传统嘅文化里边。
You know that traditional culture life revolves around what? The family.
咁传统文化佢哋嘅生活，佢哋就系围绕住嘅就系家庭。
So Jesus wants to make it very clear.To the multitudes, to everyone, I have to take priority if you want to follow me.
咁喺度耶稣佢想同佢哋讲清，一个大嘅群众，佢哋讲清楚咧，就话到，如果你要去跟随我嘅时候，我要系你生命里边嘅优先。
And that gets us to the second point, right? It's going to cost you to do that.
咁如果我哋系要咁做嘅时候，我哋就好似去到我哋嘅第二点，我就话到，你就要付嗰个嘅代价啦。
Right, in a moment, I'll get to some examples, some practical examples of that. But conversion or belief or trust in the person and work of Jesus the Christ is going to require you to make some tough decisions in life.
因为呢当然当如果你要从你自己原本的生活到转过来或者而是要去相信耶稣基督同埋佢所做嘅嘢，就需要呢你係要做一个决定，一个好艰难嘅决定，同埋可能係你要面对你生命里面会面对逼迫。
I gave this example in Sunday school, maybe it's good to give it here.
咁喺主學呢讲嗰个例子。
Gloria Furman and her husband have planted a large church in Dubai.
咁样 Gloria Furman 同埋佢哋咧就喺杜拜嘅地方咧建立咗间好大嘅教会。
Gloria Furman is a young mother with small children.
咁 Gloria Furman 咧佢系一个好年轻嘅妈妈，佢有一啲好细佢嘅细路仔都好细个。
And prior to their arrival in the Middle East, again.Christians being in the Middle East is tough enough, right? But prior to that, she volunteered for Habitat Humanity to fix or to build houses for the poor.
咁喺佢哋咧未去到中東呢個地方之前咧，咁佢曾經咧就參與過一個工作咧，就去幫佢哋咧起一啲屋。
As a terrible accident happened, a stray nail shot into her eye.
咁但係咧，當佢去到嗰個地方杜拜嘅地方嘅時候咧，有一個嘅意外發生，就係有眼釘咧整咗佢隻眼度。
But miraculously, after many surgeries and therapy, she didn't lose sight in that eye, but it's very compromised.
咁好彩嘅就係咧，佢做過好多嘅手術之後咧，咁佢冇失去佢嘅視力，但係咧都有其他嘅問題。
But that hardship didn't prevent her from going to Dubai.
但是呢虽然经过这些这样的艰难，但是呢都没有阻止到他继续的去在杜拜那里。
Again, Jesus is going to require in your life some tough decisions. Tough decisions.
耶稣他也需要我们在我们的生命里面去做一些很艰难的决定。
I give you part two of that. Her husband now has a debilitating disease.He's planted a church that, right now, this is Sunday, right? In Dubai, they rent out a hotel. You know how many people attend their service? About 3,000.
咁而佢先生呢就喺杜拜嘅地方里面呢，佢哋呢租咗一个酒店嚟到去崇拜。你知唔知有几多人嚟到呢？
3,000?
Around 3,000.
差唔多3,000人嚟到。
Her husband has a debilitating disease where he's lost now use of his hands and limbs.Going to lose.
Gradually losing. 而他先生他身体都有一样的疾病，他慢慢就他的手和脚都好像不能动。
He has young children. He can't, without pain, hold his children.
他的手都很痛的，当他要去抱他的小孩的时候是会很痛的。
He can't dress himself in the morning. His wife has to dress him.
他早上自己都不可以穿到衣服，他的太太要帮他穿衣服。
Yet he's saying, I need to stay here and finish the job.
但他说我仍然要留在这个地方完成这些工作。
Tough decisions in life.For the Christian,
对于基督徒来讲，在他的生命里面，他们要做一些很艰难的决定。
See, Jesus wants to spell it out for you. To the multitudes, this might happen. Might, not for all of us, but might.
咁耶稣基督佢就系对于一大班嘅群众，佢哋要讲，呢啲事情可能系会发生嘅。
And so Jesus saying here applies to every Christian. You're called to go.And make disciples.
耶稣他说到，你每一个基督徒都是被呼召要去到使万人作我的门徒。
See, by definition, Christians belong to Jesus. They follow him.
基督徒的定义就是说什么？就是说跟随耶稣的人。
And you know, there's been a lot of misnomers, misunderstandings on discipleship throughout the ages in the church.
在教会历代以来，有些人误会了作基督徒是什么？
But if you look carefully at the text, there's only one standard. It's no double standard, no triple standard. It's only one standard for everyone.
但是呢在圣经里面呢，它就是有一个的标准，不会说有双重的标准，准的怎样去 做基督徒，做门徒。
I'm paraphrasing Jesus here. Anyone who wants to deal with me, he's saying, you got to take up your cross.You have to.
在这里耶稣他就是说话，任何一个要跟随我的人，你就要背起个十架了。
If you want to deal with me at all, You have to put me first. That's what he's saying. It's very clear.
即係話，如果你係要同我一齊去跟我嘅話，你就一定要將我擺喺第一。
He's saying that's a requirement if you want to follow me.
即係話，如果你要跟隨我嘅時候，這個就係嗰個要求啦。
I have to be first before your parents, before your family, before your career, before everything else.
我要係喺你嘅父母、喺你嘅家庭、喺你嘅職業、喺你一切所有嘅嘢之先。如果你係要跟隨我嘅話
，That's what a disciple, being a disciple means as a Christian.
呢一個就係作門徒、作基督徒嘅意思。
So you can't rationalize it and say, well, you know, I'm not into that. That means it's two standards, right? It's only one standard according to the Bible. One standard for everyone.
在圣经里面只是得一个标准的，即不会有两个标准。你不可以说我是基督徒，但我不用做到这样。
And Jesus says, I want to be up front. Speak it to the multitudes. I want to make it clear. I'm not going to hide the difficulties.
耶稣很直接的，就在这个群众里面跟他们很清楚地说，他说我不会隐藏什么东
西。 I don't hide what could happen to you.
我不会隐藏说会有什么事情在你身上发生。
To be a Christian is to be a disciple, a follower of Jesus.
如果你要做一个基督徒的时候，你就是要做一个门徒，一个跟随耶稣的人。
And so it could cost you dearly.
所以呢，你是要付代价的。
But of course there are many benefits for following the Christ too, right?
当然跟随基督也都有多好处。
That if you take a ledger and compare what eternity is versus now, there's no comparison, right? No comparison.
因为当将永恒和现在去比的时候，你知道是没得比的。
But obviously we miss the mark, right? As sinful nature, human beings, we miss the mark often.
但人，我哋嘅罪性好多时咧，就叫我哋咧去睇漏咗啦。
So I got a little test for you. I want you to analyze your time, what you spend your time on.
嗱，我可以咧做一个测试，睇下你系点样嘅嚟到去用你啲时间。
Yeah, not picking on anyone.
我唔系指某一个人。
I examine myself too. Myself too here. But analyze how you handle your family.
譬如我真係講埋我自己嘅，就係嗱，你點樣嘅嚟到處理你嘅家庭呢
？That means including their development, their intellectual, cultural, social, artistic development.
你點樣嘅嚟到去喺你嘅家庭裏邊睇住你嘅屋企？譬如佢哋喺學識上邊啊，喺文化上邊啊，喺藝術上邊啊，或者係社交上邊，佢哋嘅發展咧。
Guess I gotta throw an athletic bit, 或者係
運動上面，佢哋點樣發展咧
？But often we miss the mark by what we spend more time with that than their spiritual well-being.
但係好多時咧，我哋就係咧。摆好多时间喺呢啲嘅方面，忘却咗佢哋喺灵命里边嗰个嘅健康。
You see, if you spend more time shuttling your children to here or there for all these wonderful activities and neglect to pray and study the Bible with them and plead with the Lord for their souls, that's missing the mark.
假如你要发觉你其实花很多时间就是车你的仔女去这样活动去那样活动，反之就疏忽了你到去为他们的灵魂去祈祷，跟他们一起看圣经。如果是这样的时候，你就错失了那个目标是在哪里。
See, then you can tell, you can analyze, you can evaluate by comparison whether you actually hate God or love your children disproportionately.
咁如果你係咁樣去分析、去比較嘅時候，咁你就可以睇見究竟咧，你係愛神多啲啊，亦或係愛你嘅仔女呢啲嘅嘢多過愛神咧？喺比較上邊
，See, it's a good test for us to evaluate, to examine our schedules. What are we busy about?
呢一個係一個好好嘅測試嚟到去睇下，究竟我哋係點樣樣
？And Jesus is trying to be clear to us. He's saying that if we live our lives the way we want to, not paying attention to His will, then we're not disciples. We're fooling ourselves.
咁佢就話：如果我哋所過嘅生活就淨係咧關注我哋自己想做啲乜嘢，而冇注意到神嘅時候，咁我哋就唔係做緊一個門徒。
We're really paying little attention to what Jesus says.
我哋冇注意到耶穌所講嘅啲乜嘢。
And he's trying to explain to us what the Christian life is. What does it mean to go and make disciples?
他在这里就是解释给我们听什么叫做过一个基督徒的生活，怎样是为之是做一个门徒。
Now don't get me wrong, disciples are the best lovers of God and family.
其实作门徒呢，佢应该咧就系对神同埋对佢嘅家庭嚟讲咧，都系最爱，都系佢，都系一个最好嘅爱佢哋最好嘅方法。
Because many of you and myself included can attest to that, right? Greater love for God will enable you to love your family better.
我哋好多人都可以见证到，就系如果我哋系越爱神嘅时候，我哋就越更加能够去爱我哋嘅家庭。
But Jesus is emphasizing a comparison here. You've got to be ready to quote unquote hate others.
但喺呢度，耶稣讲俾我哋听嘅就系，我哋要预备好嘅就系，我哋要系爱神，以至我哋比较上面嘅时候，就系话到我哋好似系憎恶其他嘅嘢咁样。
And by comparison, it's just a relational cost. A cost to follow Jesus, a cost to discipleship. That's what he's trying to explain.
在这里耶稣想解释的就是说，当你要做一个门徒的时候，你就要去付上这个代价，这个可能是一个关系上面的那个代价。
And in the last verse, verse 35, he's saying accepting Jesus' discipleship's cost and it produces good, produces a sweet saltiness.
如果我们接受这个作门徒的代价的时候，其实会产生出来的，反之是一个更加甜美的感觉。
See, saying flavorless salt is good neither for the soil nor for the manure pile. It's useless, right? It's thrown away.
他说当盐失去了它的味道的时候，它们就没用了，唯一的方法就是把它丢掉。
But if you're accepting the costliness, it produces a sweetness. Into saltiness.
但是如果我们接受去付那个代价的时候，反之就会产生一个美味出来。
See, that's why this is one of the hard sayings of Jesus, because discipleship is a series of deaths. We die to ourselves, right? Perpetual dying.
所以在这里讲到，耶稣讲的这些话，其实是真的不容易去接受的，因为他讲到做门徒是什么？做门徒就好像一个不断的去死。
Paul talks about that a lot in his letters, dying to self.
保罗在这里常常讲的就是他自己是怎样的来到在基督里面去死。
That's the path to follow Christ, self-denial.
这个就是去跟随耶稣的途径，去舍己。
And so disciples embrace suffering for Christ's glory.
这个作门徒就是说，我们去领受这些苦难，是为了神的荣耀。
Or as Paul puts it, Philippians 3:10-11, very famous part of Paul's letters, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead.
就好像保罗他在腓立比书第3章10-11节这样讲，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
So obviously it's going to cost you. It's going to cost me. It's going to cost you to follow Christ.
没错，跟随耶稣基督很明显的就会是叫你、叫我都要付出这个代价。
Now, I only have time to give you a couple examples, but you know, you can probably fill in the blanks as far as examples too. I just give you some that might register better for you, but then again, I might be wrong.
First,
think about Christians in Asia.
想一下一些在亚洲地区里面的基督徒,
where ancestral worship reigns supreme.
在当中，他们的文化都是拜祖先的。
Maybe you know Christians in that situation.
或者你都认识有一些基督徒是在这样的情况之下。
Their families might fiercely reject them.
这些基督徒可能他们都会被他们的家人来拒绝排斥。
You know, when I became a Christian, my mom did not, and dad, well, dad wasn't around, but mom didn't understand. You know, what's your problem? Son, what's your problem?
我记得当我成为基督徒的时候，我妈妈她都不明白，她说，阿仔，你究竟有什么问题啊？
You know, you went to business school. and you got a decent job, and now you, what? You become a Christian, and now you're taking a different direction?
咁你读完商学院，你而家有一份好好嘅工作，咁你而家话你要去神学院
？Now, obviously, my mom didn't fiercely reject me, but there are cases in Asia, maybe you know here in America too, because of ancestral worship, they're denied family relationships.
咁喺亞洲地區有一啲嘅基督徒都係，當佢哋咧去喺一個拜祖先嘅家庭裏邊長大嘅時候，佢哋信主咧都會被屋企人咧嚟到去拒絕嘅。
Another obvious example is if you know Christians who were from a Muslim religion or culture who came to know Christ。
咁可能你亦都認識到有一啲嘅人，佢哋係喺一個回教嘅文化裏邊長大，但係佢哋成認識咗耶穌基督。
Of course, there's tons and tons of testimonies, right? Obviously, you can lose your family, but not only your family, you lose your life, right? They'll kill you.
當佢哋如果信咗主嘅時候，佢哋即係唔單止佢哋可能會失去佢哋嘅家庭，甚至會失去佢哋嘅性命。
One more example, I know several missionaries.Several ministers who could earn a lot more money, a lot more money, if they use their education and abilities in other fields. It's so obvious. They could make more money doing something else.
咁亦都有一啲嘅例子，就係話到有一啲嘅宣教士或者係一啲嘅牧師，佢哋可以咧係透過佢哋自己教育裏邊所學到嘅嘢，佢哋可以賺好多嘅錢。透過佢哋嘅能幹嘅佢哋嘅能力，佢哋可以賺好多嘅錢。
Because their level of education, their level of skill, what they do will demand a higher wage elsewhere.
因为咧，可能咧，因为佢哋所受嘅教育咧，佢哋可以咧喺其他地方里边咧都有好大嘅需要嘅。
But you can fill in the blanks, because I'm sure some of you are costly, experience the costliness of discipleship. You know that.
咁甚至可能喺你自己本身，你哋都经历到就系话到，当你要做一个门徒嘅时候咧，亦都会要你付出好多代价。
Because sometimes following Jesus is going to provide friction in a family.Friction in family relationships, you know that.
因为跟随耶稣基督，可能喺你嘅家庭里边会产生好多嘅摩擦。
Suppose you're a Christian and you have to confront a loved one about a wayward lifestyle.
因为譬如好似你系一个基督徒嘅时候，你就可能咧要对一个你好爱嘅人，但系过紧一个好任性嘅生活嘅时候，你点样嘅嚟同佢嚟到有呢个对话
？They're not going to like that.
佢哋可能唔中意你俾佢嘅忠告。
In fact, that might shut down that relationship.
咁可能咧，你同佢嘅关系咧。就会大家就唔会再沟通到啦。
Because they might not see the benefit of what you're saying.
因为佢哋可能睇唔到你对佢哋所讲嘅说话嘅益处。
I remember experiencing in corporate America. I tried to start a Bible study at lunch, and man, I got hammered for that by my manager and those higher up execs.
咁我曾經咧試過咧，當我係喺公司做嘢嘅時候咧，我嘗試咧喺食飯嘅時間咧去開一個查經班。咁但係嗰陣時咧，我面對咧我喺上司裏邊嘅壓力咧好大，好似個錘揼落嚟咁樣。
In the workplace, as you try to be faithful to the Lord, some difficulty.
咁咧，我相信大家可能都試過喺你工作地方，如果你想對神係有一個忠心嘅時候咧，會發覺有唔同嘅。其他人嘅講嘢。
Because what does the world say? Honesty is relative.
因為呢個世界話咧，誠實咧係相對嘅啫。
If you're honest, it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you.
因為咧，如果你係誠實去做嘢嘅時候咧，你可能咧就要付出一啲嘅代價。
Right? Out of the pocket, it's going to cost you badly, man.
誠實可能咧要你付出好多嘅錢。
You might be pressured to look the other way and not be a person of integrity.
可能咧，你会面对一啲嘅压力咧，要强迫你咧，要去做另外一样嘢，唔能够叫你咧能够好可以好诚实、好正直嘅。
But God has some demands that require costliness upon us.
但系咧，神咧去要求我哋咧去付呢个代价。
Might be misunderstood by your neighbors and your friends.
你可能会被你嘅邻居或者你嘅朋友嚟到去误解。
You might not be the most favorite family in the neighborhood.
你可能咧喺你嘅所居住嘅环境嘅周围唔系一个好受人欢迎嘅人。
Again, the point is obvious, right? It's going to cost you to follow Jesus.
很明显的就是当你要去跟随耶稣基督的时候你要付代价。
So as we consider this hard saying of Jesus, let me ask you, are you just saying your prayers?
咁当我哋去睇到耶稣去呢度咁所讲呢咁硬嘅嘢嘅时候，我想问下你，咁你系咪净系祈祷嘅咧
？What gets you started in life? What's the engine that percolates you, that keeps you going?
你系点样祈祷嘅咧？喺生命里边乜嘢嘢系发动你，叫你系继续嘅向前行咧
？See, don't misunderstand Jesus. He's not just saying, though he is saying, make me first in life. He's not just saying that.
耶稣不是只是单单的话你要将我摆在第一位。
He's not just saying, do your duty. You know, these are the list of things you got to do.
他不是只是说你要这里有一堆的东西你要做这些做这些做这些。
But you know what he's saying here? He's saying, you got to love me. I got to be first. You got to love me.
在这里耶稣他要讲的他就说你要爱我我要是第一位你是要爱我。
St. Augustine, a famous Christian who passed generations, said this. He proves that the essence, and going to the third point here, the essence of what it means to be a disciple is not just icing on a cake.
奥古斯丁他曾经讲过，他说要做一个门徒那个的个本质，不是好像等于你是做了一个蛋糕在上面，只不过是整一些装饰下去。
Because you can't just sit here and say, wow, yeah, that's a nice idea, it's a lofty idea, but I don't know if I'm cut out for that. I don't know if I'm that kind of person.
你不可以只是坐在那里就说，哦，是的，这个是一个崇高的理想，不过我不是那类人。
I don't have that kind of temperament.
我冇咁样嘅气质做呢咁嘅嘢。
Or you might say my religion is a private thing; it's none of your business.
或者你话咧，我嘅信仰咧系我好私人嘅嘢，唔关你事嘅。
I don't think I could ever listen to what Jesus is saying here.
或者咧，耶稣而家喺呢度所讲嘅嘢咧，我谂咧我都听唔入脑嘅。
Augustine says it's not icing on a cake. This is the heart of the matter of being a Christian.
奥古斯丁佢话你做一个基督徒唔系净系好似系喺你个蛋糕里边摆一啲嘅装饰落去，喺你个生命嘅一啲嘅装饰，而系系嗰个生命嘅中心。
One of Augustine's famous books is Confessions.
奥古斯丁有一本好出名嘅书叫《自白书》。
And he says the essence, the key to transform character, the key to a great life of courage, forgiveness, peace, a kind of grace-filled heart. You know what it is?
咁佢曾經講到，佢話如果要有一個改變咗嘅性格，或者係一個要過一個好一個偉大嘅生命，有勇氣，有個饒恕，有平安，有一個和諧，同埋心裏邊充滿恩典，係乜嘢係關鍵呢
？Is it willpower？
係咪你嘅意志力呢
？Is it working hard？
係咪你努力呢
？No， he basically say it's the right ordering。Of your loves in your life.
他说不是，他说而是你的爱是怎样的，是有一个正确的次序。
Maybe you're like me.
你可能好像我这样。
You can't shake the hurt off. You can't shake the hurt that happened in your life. You can't shake it off you.
可能你跟我一样，就是说到我们不能够克服到我们生命里面曾经经历过的一些受到的伤害。
Like maybe someone has rejected you.
或者有你曾经被人来到去拒绝过。
And you can't get rid of it. You can't get rid of the failure in your life. You can't.
你不能够摆脱到你所经历到的一些失败。
And you're just kind of scared.
咁你就好驚。
And you're very scared because you say, if I could just have this job, if I could just have this life, if I could just get to this school.
咁喺你嘅生命里面咁驚，你就话啦，除非咧我得到呢一份嘅工作，或者除非咧我可以入到呢一间嘅学校。
If I could just get this kind of money, if I could just get this or that or that.
如果咧能够系赚到呢度咁多嘅钱，如果能够得到呢啲或者嗰啲。
I'm afraid you're teetering on the brink, on the edge. You're right by the cliff.
你咧就好似咧喺一个悬崖边嗰度咧，就快要跌落去咁样。
You don't know what you're going to do if you lose it.
你唔知道咧，你仲可以做啲乜嘢嘢
？And what does St. Augustine say? And what does the Bible say is the problem in every one of those cases?
奥古斯丁或者是圣经里面所讲的，他就讲到究竟在所有这些事情里面那个问题是什么呢？
Why are you eaten up with worry? Why do you have a sense of failure, inferiority? Why is there a lack of confidence, cowardice in your life? Why do you get so angry and bitter? It's because something's more important to your heart, the core of your being.
因为呢，有一啲嘅嘢咧，喺你嘅生命里边咧，系变得太重要啦。
Maybe it's your parents' opinion of you.
呢度可能系你父母对你嘅意见啦。
It has you by the throat.
咁咧，好似咧塞住喺条喉咙嗰度。
Maybe your friend or the person who rejected you is too important to you.
或者咧，你嘅朋友或者有一个人咧，对嚟讲好重要嘅，佢拒绝你啦。
It's strangling you by the throat.
好似咧，捻住你条喉咙咁样。
The money or the career is too important to you. It's strangling you at the throat.
或者咧，钱啊，或者你嘅工作咧，对你嚟讲咧，系咁重要，好似捻住你喉咙咁样。
You know what's going to happen?
咁你直接就系friend，直至到咧，你好似要窒息死咁样。
Augustine says, "What are you going to do to get freedom?"
奥古斯丁佢话：咁你要做啲咩，你先可以有自由咧？
Slide 6. What are you going to do to get peace?
你要做啲咩，你先可以得到平安咧？
Well, there's only two ways you can go.
只有两条路你可以行。
Go. You know what the world says? You can try to hate more.
个世界佢话你可以咧就系去嬲多啲。
Right? Oh, these people are idiots.
呢啲人系白痴嚟嘅。
Right? Maybe you could get a little freedom by saying that, oh, they're so idiots, they don't know what they're talking about.
嗱，呢啲人咧系白痴嚟嘅，佢唔知道你啲讲咩嘅。当你咁讲嘅时候，你会觉得咧，你好似自由啲。
Or you say that person rejected me. What do they know?
佢话呢个人佢拒绝我，佢知啲乜嘢
？Right, you write them off. They're flawed people.
呢啲人佢哋都自己都好多嘅瑕疵错误。
Who cares? They don't know anything.
边个在乎佢哋所讲嘅嘢？佢哋都唔识嘢。
Like, look at those people who have those great careers. You know, they're full of themselves.
佢话呢啲人佢有咁好嘅工作，佢哋咁自满。
See, that's one way you can go.
呢个可以系其中一个途径，你咁样同自己讲。And
the world says, go ahead, do that.
个世界话啊，你就系咁样做啦，你可以咁样做嘅。And
you could, I guess, experience a little bit of freedom doing that.
或者你咁样做嘅时候，你会觉得咧，你好似有一啲嘅自由。Or
they could say, well, maybe you shouldn't try to love your parents too much.
又或者咧，你唔好咁爱你嘅父母啦。Or
not love that person who rejected you.
或者咧，唔好去爱嗰啲拒绝你嘅人。Or
not love your career so much.
或者你唔好爱你嘅工作咁多。In
other words, they're saying, don't be that passionate, kind of deaden yourself.
咁又或者咧，你嘅人咧唔好咁多嘅热情，咁啊硬着你嘅心。See
that way, your freedom's going to entrap you, right?
咁呢一个方法，亦都可能咧系其实咧，好似将你捉实嘅会。Because
you're going to pay a big price if you do that.
因为如果你咁样做嘅时候，其实你都一样系要付一个好大嘅代价。So
Augustine's book says there's another way to freedom.
咁奥古斯丁喺本书嗰度讲，有另外一个嘅途径，你都可以得着自由。And
you can overcome the hurt others have burdened upon you.
你可以克服咗嗰啲伤害咗你嘅人，加喺你身上面嘅嗰个担子。You're
presently crushed.
你雖然係而家係被壓粉碎。You
can't overcome the way others think about you.
你唔可以勝過人哋點樣嘅去諗你。And
the only way that you're going to overcome the way other people think of you is how you think of yourself in a bad way. How are you going to overcome that?
你點樣嘅能夠去勝過人哋點樣去諗你，或者你點樣去諗自己幾差呢？
It's to love God more, says the Bible. Love God more.
圣经里面系话，当你爱神多啲嘅时候，你就可以克服胜过呢啲嘢啦。
See, what do you need in your life to go about from being a coward to being courageous? How can that happen?
咁你点样可以由一个懦弱变咗成一个好满有勇气嘅人呢？
What will bring your life from being a bitter person to being a happier person?
你点样可以由一个咧好苦毒嘅一个充满苦毒嘅人，去成为一个咧好开心嘅人呢？
What will enable you to have peace? What will enable you to forgive?
点样可以叫你能够得着呢一个嘅平安，能够去饶恕呢？
You need to go from being inferior to being confident, right?
你点样咧可以由咧由一个好自卑去到咧你有呢个信心咧？
Well, the Bible says the only way that's going to happen is the love of Jesus has to be so real to you that it eclipses these things.
圣经里面他讲到他说, 除非耶稣基督他的爱能够在你里面是这么真真实实的时候, 才可以将这些所有的东西来到去吃掉。
In other words, admit your love of Jesus is too little. It's too little.
換句話講, 即是你首先要承認就是你對基督的愛是很少。
In relationship to other things.
當你跟其他的事情去比的時候, 你要承認到就是你去愛其他的東西多過愛基督。
That's being in a very dangerous position because everything else crumbles.
我们可以在一个很危险的境况里面，因为所有这些其他的东西都可以是被粉碎。
If you love anything too much other than God, it's going to crumble.
因为如果你爱其他的东西多过是爱基督的时候，其他的东西，这些东西是可以粉碎过来。
And therefore, the essence of a transformed character, the essence of what it means to grow into discipleship is to what? Hate these other things in comparison.
所以如果你说是要做一个门徒，你要真正怎样在基督里面去成长的时候，那个本质最重要的就是说到，你要爱基督多过爱这些东西。
Here's how you do it.
那怎样做呢?
We're told in the text to take up your cross.
怎样做呢?在经文里面,他告诉我们,我们要背起十字架。
Jesus doesn't tell us, take up my teachings. Take up my teachings and follow me.
在这里耶稣没有说,你背起我给你的教导,来跟从我。
He doesn't say, take up my example and follow me.
他没有说,你背起我给你的这个榜样,来跟随我。
He doesn't say, take up my advice and follow me.
他没有说,你背起我给你的忠告,来跟随我。
Because if you try to live the Sermon on the Mount, for example, it's going to crush you. It will crush you.
因为如果你想按住好似耶稣基督在登山宝训里面所叫我们做的那些嘢来到去过生活嘅时候, 你会觉得咧，你会系被打低嘅。
But go ahead, try to love your enemies on your own. Go ahead.
因为你试下，如果你凭住你自己嚟到去爱你嘅仇敌,
you won't be able to.
你做唔到。You're
fooling yourself if you think you can.
如果你话你自己可以做到嘅时候，你系呃你自己。It
says in the Sermon on the Mount. The youth group's going through this. You can ask them. Don't envy anyone. Forgive everyone. Be completely poor in spirit. Go ahead, try it on your own.
咁如果你根据佢喺登山宝训里面所讲嘅，佢话咧，你唔好嫉妒人，你要饶恕人，你要喺灵里边勤乏嘅时候，你做唔做到啊
？So you can't do it. You can't do it. It'll crush you.
我哋系做唔到啊！我哋只会觉得咧，好似被打低。
So what does take up the cross mean?
咁背起十字架系咩意思咧
？It's what Jesus means. The essence of discipleship is what?
喺呢度耶稣佢所讲作门徒嘅嗰个本质嘅精髓系咩咧
？It's to realize. Jesus saying, when I died, you died.
你是去认识到就是说到，当耶稣讲话，耶稣去死的时候，我们同他去死。
Identify yourself with me. He's saying that. Identify yourself with me.
耶稣去跟他讲，他说，同我认同。
That's the essence of discipleship.
这个就是做门徒，作门徒的。That's
slide 9. Colossians 3 says this.
在哥罗西书第三章讲，
Set your hearts on things above.
他说到要将你要注目思念上面的事。
Where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
耶稣基督坐在神的右手边。
And here's the key phrase. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ. In God.
他说因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
You know, if you had some Bible software, you just typed in, find all the places in a Bible which says something like that. You know, you died with Christ.
如果你在有一些软件去看，他说你和基督一起死。
You'll see the Bible over and over and over again says that. It says that you died, you died, you died in Christ.
他那里你就会看见他一直不断地说，就说我们在基督里面死。
The minute you believe, the minute you trust in Jesus as you, in his person and work, you died with him on the cross.
那一刻当你说你相信耶稣基督的时候，你就是和基督一起死在十字架上面，同埋一起埋葬。
And what does that mean?
是什么意思呢?
It means God looks at you right now as if you paid the penalty for your sins.
即是说呢，当神去睇我们的时候，就好似呢，我们已经是呢，为到我们的罪呢，付上每一个的罪价。
See, if you are a person who believes in Jesus and you start beating yourself up because of some sin problem you have,
咁即是说，如果你是相信耶稣基督，而现在你是因为你自己的罪的时候呢，你去真的好好好嬲恨自己的时候，
You're failing to understand the gospel.
你就不明白福音了。
Because as far as God's concerned, you've already been beaten.
因为呢，当神去睇我哋嘅时候，我哋已经系被鞭打噶啦。
You've already been flogged.
我哋已经系被人哋咧用个鞭咧嚟打落。
You've already been shamed with a crown of thorns.
我哋已经咧系被人戴上呢个荆棘嘅冠冕咧嚟到去嘲笑噶。
You've already been speared in the side.
我哋已经咧，我哋身边咧已经俾人哋咧用啲矛咧嚟到去刺过。
You've already been shamefully nailed to a cross and dying there like a criminal.
我哋已经被钉喺呢个十字架上面，好似一个罪犯咁样死。
Because your life is hid in Christ.
因为我哋嘅生命就系藏喺基督嗰度。
And now when God sees you, Christian, He sees Jesus.
因为当神佢而家睇我哋喺个基督徒嘅时候，佢睇到嘅系基督。
So when Jesus says, take up your cross daily, what that means is this. You remind yourself every day you are in, hidden in Christ.
当耶稣去说我们每一天要去背起个十字架的时候，是什么意思啊？他就说我们要提醒我们自己，我们是藏在基督里面。
That's what take up your cross daily means. You remind yourself you died with Christ.
呢、这个背起十字架嚟跟从我的意思就系话咧，佢提醒我哋，我哋喺同基督同死。
You've got nothing to prove. You've accepted. You accepted already.
我哋冇咩嘢要去证明自己，我哋已经被神嚟到去接纳咗。
And you remind yourself again and again that He did this for you.
我哋不断嘅去提醒我哋自己，就话基督系为我哋做咗呢一啲嘅嘢。
That's what it means to live under the shadow of the cross.
呢个就系话到我哋喺点样喺呢个十架嘅荫蔽之下生活。
Right, the sun's coming down. The day is over.
太阳落嘅时候。
Walking in the shadow of the cross all the time, you're hidden, hidden in Christ.
我哋系喺藏喺基督里边。
Yeah. On the one hand, taking up the cross means living a sacrificial life like Jesus. Yes.
冇错，我哋背起十字架嚟到跟随主，亦都系话，即系我哋过一个咧，系一个牺牲嘅生命。
But don't forget the other part.
但系唔好唔记得另外一部分。
You are doing it out of a fullness of knowing.That you're hidden him, he died for you.
我哋当我哋咁做嘅时候，我亦都完全嘅去明白知道，就话到系耶稣基督去为我哋死。
And then you can live with purpose, live with emotional wealth because of your what position in Jesus Christ.
咁因为咧，我哋喺耶稣基督里边嗰个嘅位置、嗰个身份嘅时候，我哋可以过一个嘅完全嘅生活，我哋可以有一个好情感、好丰富嘅生活。
Because you know firsthand you're standing in Him.
因为我哋知道我哋喺神里边，我哋喺企喺神嗰度。
You know what you look like in Him.
因为我哋知道喺基督里边，我哋系点样嘅。
He sees the blood of the Lamb.
神去睇见嘅就系呢个羔羊嘅血。
And it's spread over you.
喺我哋身上边。
And God is saying the debt is paid.
神去话呢一个罪嘅债已经还清。
Right, as those of you who've been training Vengeance Explosion, the debt has been paid in full to Telestai, right?
咁喺呢度讲到俾我哋听就系话到，呢个罪嘅代价系完全嘅付清。
In other words, discipleship is emotional because it's positional.
咁亦都话，即系话咧，做一个门徒咧，亦都系有嗰个嘅感情喺度，因为我哋知道我哋嘅位置喺边。
You live out of the emotional wealth of your position, your identification in Jesus Christ.
我哋系同基督系认同嘅，同。
That's what it means to take up the cross. You died in Him.
呢个就系话到我哋背起个十字架嘅时候，就系话我哋系同基督同死。
And that will enable you.To live for Him,
以致咧，我哋能够可以咧，系为基督嚟到去而活。
I got to end, but let me just push it one little bit further, one more point in 1 minute.
咁喺结束嘅时候，我再讲多一点。
Do you see now when it says you have to hate even your own life, what it means?
咁喺度就係話咯，咁你都明唔明白點解我哋要恨惡我哋自己嘅生命咧
？To hate your own life doesn't mean to be filled with self-loathing.
你要恨惡你自己，唔係就係話咧，你要你會去憎你自己，去討厭你自己。
Actually, the experts tell us self-disdain is self-centeredness.
其實話到，如果你係唔中意你自己，其實咧呢個都係一個自我中心。
Because you're just absorbed with yourself.
因為你仍然諗緊嘅都係淨係諗緊你自己。
Just thinking about your own self-pity, your desperate needs.
你淨係諗到你自己嘅需要係咩？你淨係喺度自憐。
You're thinking of your own sense of failure and how people look at you.
你淨係諗緊咧你自己個失敗同埋人哋點樣睇你。
Do you see how being hidden in Christ helps you?
你知唔知当你隐藏喺基督里边嘅时候系点咧
？Nothing to prove。
你唔需要用啲咩嘢嚟到去证明你自己。
I know who I am in Jesus。
喺基督里边，我知道我自己系边一个。
I know what happened。
我知道会有咩事情发生。
Therefore, it doesn't matter if I'm snubbed。
所以唔需要究竟我系一个点样嘅人。
It really doesn't matter what the world thinks of me。
亦都唔需要。理会个世界系点样嘅谂法
？Doesn't matter if I get that dream job。
我攞唔攞到我梦想嗰份工作系唔重要。
Because I'm living in the shadow of the cross。
因为我就喺呢个十字架嘅嗰、那个嗰度底下。
That's what it means. Take up your cross。
呢一个就系话背起你嘅十字架。
I know it's weird because you know it's a instrument of execution.
可能咧，你会觉得好怪嘅，因为十字架就系一个刑罚嘅记号。
And it's the essential image of what it means to live a Christian life.
但系咧，嗰个基督徒嘅生命咧，呢个十字架就系一个好佢嗰个本质嘅嗰个嘅形象。
And so the choice is yours. Either you've taken up your cross, or you haven't.There's only two ways.
咁呢一个系你嘅选择，你一系你就已经拎起背起呢个十字架，一系或者你就未有。
Either Jesus is Lord of your life, or He isn't.
一系耶稣基督咧就系你生命嘅主，或者唔系。
Because there's no two standards, it's only one standard.
因为只系有一个嘅标准，唔系有两个标准。
And so you got to answer that question.
你要去回答呢一个嘅问题。
Are you?A disciple of Jesus.
你係咪耶穌基督嘅門徒咧
？If so,
如果係
then know what it means to take up your cross and follow Him.
如果係嘅時候，你就知唔知？你就要明白背起十字架跟隨佢係咩意思
？You're living under the shadow of the cross.
我哋就喺呢個十字架嘅影下邊去生活
，hid in Jesus and what He's done for you.
我哋就藏喺耶稣基督同埋佢为我哋所做嘅事嗰里。
Chew on that and live for Christ.
咀嚼呢一个嘅真理，去为基督而活。
Father, thank you for your word.
天父，多谢你嘅话语。
Thank you for the hard sayings of Jesus.
多谢耶稣基督为我哋所讲出呢一个咁难嘅说话。
And I pray, Lord, that many here would find comfort.And taking up the cross and following Him.
让我哋都藉着背起十字架跟随主，喺当中我哋得到呢一个嘅安慰。
We can have this emotional wealth through positional wealth.
我哋能够可以因为喺基督里边嘅位置，以致我哋喺我哋嘅情感里边，我哋可以系好丰足。
Christians who trust in the person and work of Jesus are hid in Him.
依靠耶稣基督同埋佢为我哋所作嘅基督徒，我哋系可以喺藏喺基督里边。
Thank you, Father, for Jesus.
天父，你为到耶稣基督去多谢。
Amen.
阿门。